person at the county that's highly qualified as an intern last summer who is now going to be full-time with the county, as well as another staff person who will do some things related to that. But Caitlin and I have already met, and we're going to chat about distribution of those and then the conversation about these. And for now, that's the first step. So, questions? And we, if you're curious about the Janesville history tour, it was incredibly easy for us to incorporate the one that already existed at the boxes, which is awesome. And to be able to now find a way to strategically place these at those spots, and it now becomes just kind of incorporating the two together. So,
is there a cemetery tour on that?
There is not a tour of the cemeteries of the county. Is that what you're asking me?
They're different cemeteries.
There is not. But that's a great idea for one. You're not the first person to mention that. Yeah. And that's, to be truthful, the people I ought to work with on that would be the funeral home. They are pretty knowledgeable about the cemeteries.
The Historical Society has all
Right. One of the stops on the history tour is the annual cemetery tour of Woodville Cemetery, which is kind of going back in the history, but that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for more of a...
Well, I'm thinking of South of Elma City as a cemetery with a Civil War monument of a soldier.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Some good testimony to have is definitely to stand on top of it.
Waldorf, when they chose to create the content for their history tour, they did put their cemeteries as a part of the ones that are just outside the city, they had people and volunteers that owned and wanted to really jump into it, and they created 20 different stops at the Waldorf one. And then they had somebody that wanted to narrate, so we recorded the narration. The Richmond one's a little smaller and maybe not as thorough, but I am open to any and all to make it a more thorough, more valuable product. That's the whole goal of it.
Catholic cemetery at Waseca has an entire family buried, and they were all killed in a car accident.
That's the Zimmerman.
There's nine of them.
It's the Zimmermans that were killed by a train crash, and as a result of that crash, the state of Minnesota changed the law to allow parochial schools to have kids on buses. The surviving husband testified. Sacred Heart tracks. Sad story, obviously.
I downloaded it and thumbed through it. I thought it was pretty good.
Good.
Interesting.
Good. Yeah. And
like you said, user friendly.
Yeah. And, to be truthful, if somebody maybe is not a history buff, they may not get all excited about the history stuff. Or maybe some of the history interests them and some doesn't. Or, they're new to the community or they potentially may move to the community. They got access to the schools, the parks, the restaurants. I think as a taxpayer, it communicates that the county cares about what goes on in the county, in all the communities, and we value what happens here, and we want to promote what happens here. Mm-hmm. And I think, how did you say that the other day at the meeting? If we don't tell the story, somebody else will.
It's been a joy to work with John on this. I am very excited about the connection of this app to economic development here. This is how many small places do people show up and wonder what's there, and you can say, download the app, it's all there. Mm-hmm. Like, you want Thai food, you got it right here. If you want to sit by the lake while you have your food, well, here's the choices. This is really, really very comprehensive. And John and his students just did a fabulous job and networked with other folks to get a product that really is. I am proud to show it off. I am happy to show other county commissioners. It's like, you have to. it's really pretty slick and pretty easy to use, and lots of pictures and places that we are so familiar with that we don't always remember that not everybody has that. But those things are are unique or interesting, or there's something that you can only do here. And we want people to know about that, because we want, if they're not going to live here, we want them to come and visit us and buy stuff. That's what we want.
Right.
Bottom line.
Very good. Well, we thank you for the time you put into that.
And thank you. Yep. Happy to do it. And it was probably the ultimate collaboration between every possible entity, schools and county and city and volunteers. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Thank you.
Take your time driving home.
Yes, I will. I don't know where else to go.
Right.
Thank you.
Have a good
day
at school tomorrow.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned at 8:04.